Welcome to you all. Great to see you. Fantastic. We are going to be, the temperature that you are now, I can guarantee the temperature that you are now is going to be not the same temperature you will be when you walk out, and we would hope it's warmer. Great to see so many smiles, sparkling eyes. Maybe there has been a little bit of extended television watching yesterday, a certain opening ceremony for the Olympics. And speaking of the Olympics, many of the ads on the telly and things like that are saying, we're supporting you from afar. And that's in a way what we do, but not always from afar. We support you, we support people, we spread the love, we spread the word. What we say and what we do in our everyday contacts, yes, it does make a difference. And we are going to sing our first song today. It's an Olympic-themed song, Let the Flame Burn Brighter. Okay, I hope your temperature is rising. I hope you are warmer now than when you walked in. Just as an added thing that you might think about being warm, if you wanted to help out with the, if you suddenly thought you're getting a bit cold and you might think, oh, I might go and help out with the barbie. They're standing behind a heater. There'll be a barbecue later on. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We'll sing this twice. First time you can be sitting down. Next time you're going to be standing up. Beautiful. Oh, you don't have to stand up, but I'm saying, why don't you stand up? So the first time, stay seated. And the second time, if you want to, stand up. Let's go. He's a clever guy, look at that. Hello. you very much. Now, let us give you a... You can sit, sorry. Or no, you could stand and we could do... You know, we could do some sort of exercises to keep us warm. Thank you, some notices. Thank you from me and my mates in the jazz band for those people who rocked up last Sunday afternoon for a bit of a fun afternoon. We would very much thank you for your support, and the church does too, and it was a nice... We're going to have to do something like that again, you know. That was much easier and warmer than standing outside behind a stall raising money for the church to come in here and sit down and listen to a bunch of old guys get some of the tunes wrong. But we got them wrong. We basically did okay. So we thank you for your support. Sausage sizzle, as I said before, don't forget that's after church.
How much did you get?
How much? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Am I allowed to say how much it was? Over $600. Over $600. And that's a That's a fairly amazing thing for some people who made gold coin donations. Sometimes it was gold coins that folded. Yeah, that's very good. I like that Malcolm's idea of a gold coin that folds.
My idea was a busker on Circular
Quay in Sydney. Oh, well done. Buskers, let's get more information from buskers. Don't forget, we've also the barbecue? Yeah, you did, but that's okay. We've also got Creative Connection this week, and Circle of Friends is not this week, but next week. I've got that right. It is. Is it? Oh, yeah, the 30th of July. That's right. Yeah, it is this week. I love it when people keep me in line. That's very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got other people who do Burrell's job. That's good. Ah, we're going to have a Bible reading now. That'll be great. We were a little bit worried that we might get the Bible reading wrong. Yep.
Jackie gets out here. This is something for prayer, something for you for awareness. I had a phone call during the week from Barbara Bond's son, Stuart, who's been down here from Darwin visiting his mum. Those of you who know, remember Barb, she's in Cottage Grove. I've visited a couple of times, and both times she's been quite sleepy. She's got multiple fractures from a bad fall. If there are any people who, any of you felt that you had a close relationship with Barb over a period of time, I'd like to encourage you to go and visit her. She may not seem to be conscious, but I hope you're aware that when a person is unconscious in pastoral care, we always speak to them and tell them who we are, because there's just plenty of research which says they can hear, they can register. If you fit into the category of people who didn't know Barb or never knew her very well, still please pray for her, because her health is not at all good.
Amen to that, Malcolm. This morning's reading is from Hosea 11, verses 1 to 9, God's love for Israel. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt? And will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? A sword will flash in their cities. It will devour their false prophets and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even though they call me God Most High, I will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One among you. I will not come against their cities.
And from 1 John 4, verse 7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. This is the word of the Lord. I am the light of the world. It's our next song. Sing. I would suggest it's a longish song, so I would suggest we sit, or you sit. I won't sit, I'll stand. Stop raving, Rob. I would suggest you sit to start with, and then we'll sing as we'll stand up as we get to the end. Let's sing I Am the Light of the World.
Come on.
I am the light of the world. You people come and follow me. If you follow and love, you'll learn the mystery of what you were meant to do and be. To bring hope to every task you do. To dance at a baby's new birth.
You may seat. You may be seated. There are so many amazing words in that song. I won't go through it. It's incredible. Thank you, Malcolm.
I'm going to give you points for prayer this morning. And then there'll be a time of quietness where you can offer your own prayers. And we trust in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to take all our words, all our thoughts, all our feelings, and make them prayer. Let's pray. Lord, this morning we pray for the homeless and the poor who are really suffering in this cold weather. We pray for those who can help the homeless and the poor, and pray that they will have the strength and the love to do so. We pray for those who in this past week have suffered tragedies and those who suffer long-term tragedy. And we pray for those who are celebrating birth, marriage, and lives lived well. We pray for the churches who are without a minister. And we pray for ourselves as we search for a minister. And we pray for the leadership and the membership of the Vines. We offer all of these prayers to God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, saying together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to sing a new commandment, the song, A New Commandment. It's an old song. There is a little hiccup for those people who are, their hair has started to go grey. In other words, it's a little bit of a change. So when you get to the verse, we used to say something about, shall all man know, it is now, by this shall all know that you are my disciples. That's just a little warning, because I've got sticky notes all over my music, so that I don't go back and sing it the wrong way, if you know what I mean. So I'm just giving you a warning, a heads up. Don't feel bad if you sing it wrongly. No, sing it the other way. But yeah, there are two different ways to sing it. Just giving you a heads up. He's amazing. Stay seated.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
And we sing it again, once more.
A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another.
thanks. Gracious and merciful God, we say thank you. Thank you for every blessing, every presence of love, every present of compassion, every present of forgiveness. Lord, receive our gifts of thanks, that they may be blessed, multiplied, and used in the ministry of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I learnt when I arrived at church this morning that a faithful student of the Bible questioned whether I'd chosen the right Bible reading this morning, which is good. It's good. Yes, I did choose the right one. But there could have been others. I chose this passage from Hosea. Why? Did you know that the Old Testament does not say anywhere that God is love? Doesn't say God is love. Gets terribly close, or should I say nicely close, in this passage that I read, that was read to you from Hosea. Let's look at the context of Hosea. It was a period of great prosperity. See if you can identify with any of these elements. It's a period of great prosperity, but also turning away from God. It was a period of hypocrisy, of people deserting all their faith practices. It was a period of spiritual decline, and you may have picked up when Jackie read, the people of God were worshipping the Baals, pagan gods whose worship and lifestyle centered on drunkenness, prostitution, and violence. The statement, God is love, is not in the Old Testament. It was in the words we heard as a declaration from the first letter of John. But don't we misuse words in all sorts of ways? There's one word which is, some of you are going to say, oh, I say that. Well, I'm sorry. But one word that really gets under my feathers is when people say absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Why can't they say yes? I'm an old school teacher and I'm a writer and I fuss over words. And when I do my piece of writing for my writing group, I edit it 6 or 8 times just for 800 words. And I have 2 first readers who pick up all the mistakes that I've missed in 8 readings. I'd read of a lady this week who was fussy about words. She got herself a new cat. And she called her cat Meow. And a friend said, why on earth do you call your cat Meow? And she said, I like my cat to be able to pronounce its name properly. The word love is also mangled on a daily basis by most of us, I suspect. You know, we're told in various dictionaries and other sources that love is a strong feeling of warm attachment. It is about regarding people positively, liking people. It's about sexual passion, self-giving concern, love of one's neighbour. After they turn the volume down on Saturday night. And love is the object of our liking, our enthusiasm. And so we love our sport. We love lots of friends. Don't we? I'm in the habit of, if I have strong feelings of affection for a good friend, I tell them that I love them. And I was talking to a ministers group once about ministers' emotional and spiritual health, and I said, you know, there are women in the congregation that I really love, and I tell them so, and one minister's eyes nearly fell on the floor. He said, how does your wife feel about that? And I said, she does it too. Think for a moment. Why do we love? Anyone dare share? Why do we love?
It's ingrained in us to do so.
Friendship.
Yes, yes, I think it's there in us, but we don't always grasp it, do we? Friendship, you're right, yes. And David said, yes, it's there within us. We are born to love.
We have to let it out.
Pardon?
We have to let it out.
Yes, we have to let it out.
We sometimes don't.
And we don't. How many of us can remember that overwhelming feeling of putting our finger in the tiny hand of a baby and being stunned by the strength of their grip? Isn't that a beautiful experience? It's as if this newborn child who can't speak, and at that stage probably can't see very well either, is able to communicate love to anyone who puts one finger in that tiny little hand. How do we love? Come on, this is a lot easier. How do we love people? How do we love anything or anybody? Oh, come on, don't let me down. I didn't prepare anything for this. I thought you were going to do it all. Yes.
I think we give love, hoping for love in return, and this nearly always happens. So it's a gift you give in order to receive, and it's usually by doing something.
Okay, now I immediately, as you're talking, I reckon there's some people here who disagree with that. Does anyone disagree with that statement? We love in order to get love back? I think very often we do. But there's also the love that we give for free. You don't have to say thank you. You don't have to give anything back. I give this to you for free because that's what my love is.
But I know I'm loved even though somebody doesn't say it. Like, I know some people here love me even though they haven't said ever to me, Rob, we love you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have it said, do you?
So you've got some of my notes over there.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'll shut my mouth.
No, that's right. I can say I love you to people within the congregation here or any other congregation where I've worked, but not everyone feels comfortable saying that in return. And they'll say, you know, you're great on the drums, Rob. We might say I love your drumming, but we may not often say, Rob, we love you. And having known you for a long, long time, I have to admit, yes, I love you, Rob.
Thank you. You didn't need to say it. I knew that.
Yeah. Yes, and sometimes we know it. We just know that there are people who love us. And that could be by what they say. It could be by the touch of a hand. It could be many things. I touched a Muslim friend, lady friend, on her shoulder this week, and I said, oh, have I crossed a line? Should I have touched you? And she said, considering your age, it's okay. So, what is love? We're told God is love. And I choose this passage from Hosea because it excites me. It would make a great script for a drama. Now, Hosea, I'd like you to go home and read Hosea. Hosea is married to a prostitute. And she goes off and she does what she does with her men friends and then comes back, and Hosea is upset, but he forgives her and says, please don't do it again, which she goes off and does. And there's this swinging to and fro between being sorry and then doing it all over again. And this is where Hosea comes very close to saying God is love. And let me work through this passage for you, with you. It's God speaking. When Israel was a child, I loved him. The more I called them, the more they went from me. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to the idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. How many of us have been down on the floor with a little baby, beckoning them on? Come on, another step, another step, another step. And celebrating, picking them up and giving them a big hug, saying, you've walked, you've taken three steps, whoa. And here's the image of God doing this with his people out of compassion and love. I took them up in my arms, but they didn't know that I healed them. They didn't acknowledge that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. Oh, isn't that skin beautiful to feel, a baby's skin. I bent down and I fed them. Can you see the passion and the love that's emerging here in the story? Yet my people are bent on turning away from me. And then these powerful, pleading words. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? Two villages that were destroyed in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. I can't let you go. I can't let you be destroyed. I can't. Because I love you. You recall the words that Rob read. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And we sing songs, don't we? God is love. God is love. And how did Jesus show his love? Now you've got plenty of answers to this. Come on. How did Jesus show his love? He was condemned for one of them, associating with publicans and sinners, for associating with people who were considered by the society, the rulers of society, as unclean. His birthplace, he came from Nazareth. Goodness me. That's worse than coming from Port Adelaide and being a Port Adelaide barracker. Don't we get passionate about our football teams? I heard a lady say, earlier this year, I've given up on the church. Football is my passion and my love and my religion. That's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. But I really love the fact. Imagine how many times the Brisbane Lions team song was played last night at the Olympics. Didn't you pick that up? Did you sing along with them? It's the La Marseillaise, the French anthem, is the tune for the Lions team song. Da 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 da. Didn't you know that? And you sort of put your sweaty arms around each other and you sing it. Yes, for many people, it's the recreational, the indulgent things that we would rather love than exercising love with God and with God's people. You know, we've talked at least twice since I've been here about domestic violence. You know, almost all of the men who beat up their wives and even murder their wives say, "But I loved her." What is the image of love that that man or those men have been taught and shown? But they say, I loved her. Why did she leave? I had to kill her because she wouldn't, she didn't, she couldn't. She stood up to me and claimed her right to be treated as a normal human being. And I couldn't stand that. We need to realise that in the Old Testament, a lot of people say, I don't like reading the Old Testament. A little lady, do you mind if I refer to you as a little lady? Yes, somebody called her Paddington Bear this morning. A little lady spoke to me and said, "I really don't know how to love because every person I've tried to love has hurt me. Every person I've tried to love has hurt me." And so we need to show the world that God is love, not by giving them an open Bible with a highlighted verse in it. That might come later. But we need to relate with other people, pouring out as much of the love of Jesus Christ as we possibly can. Sometimes I go off script and I forget how many, what I've told you and what I haven't. Have I told you about the lesbian lady I spoke to in the detention centre in Christmas Island? When the asylum seekers were brought ashore, they were usually in a dreadful mess. They were filthy, sunburnt, sheets of skin burnt off them. And they'd been through horrible experiences, and they were washed, and they were washed and given new clothes, and their old clothes were burnt, and they came into a room where they got a decent meal, and I was there with that at that time. We were giving out sandwiches. I never seen people devour food like people who haven't eaten for a week did. It was gut-wrenching. And there was a young staff member there working with me. And as their tummies filled and their chatter got louder, we stepped back. They didn't need us. And this young woman started talking to me and telling me about herself and telling me that there were a number of gay and lesbian people working on Christmas Island because it was a safe place for them. was people didn't judge them there for who and what they were. And I said to her, you've only known me for 5 minutes, and you've shared with me one of the most significant things in your life. Why? Why did you pick out me? And she said, because you make me feel safe. I didn't judge her. And she was one of those not only damaged people, but torn people because of the way she was treated. I met others on Christmas Island who were also a member of that LGBTI plus. We spoil it by giving it more designations, don't we? And they were looking for safety and they were looking for love. How many of you ever watched Happy Days? You know, I think it was last week, wasn't it? Happy Days. And you remember the Fonz?
Hey.
And the Fonz. The Fonz was always getting sweet with the girls. And he got sweet with a girl one night. He just thought she was the best there possibly could be. And he kissed her. And she kissed him back. And later on, somebody said, Fonzie, do you realise that she's a nun? Fonzie was devastated. He almost thought he'd have to go to confession. But you see, we express love in so many different ways. And there are people that we should love that we don't love. People that we could love that we don't get around to it. And here in Hosea, God is expressing his love, his passion for his people. But they don't get it. They don't get it. And as Jesus comes and teaches and reveals, people hear the words, God is love. And those who live in God live in love. Or you can put it the other way around if you like. It works both ways. Do people who meet us on the street, in the supermarket, in the line at whatever shop or bank it might be, do they sense love from us? I had to go down to Centrelink this week to sort out something with my pension and payment. And sometimes there seem to be more angry people there than otherwise. And I take a book when I go to a place like that. And I was able to quietly read for 20 minutes while I waited my turn, and there wasn't a raised voice, and I was delighted. You see, we get angry so easily. We get angry so easily, and yet we have the gift of love, the gift of Jesus Christ. And God says, how can I give you up? How can I hand you over? How can I make you like a desolate, devastated village, wiped out? I don't want you to be wiped out. I want you to be polished up. Bright, shining love. And showing that God is love. And the love of Jesus Christ shows through us. Let's practice that. We might say, oh yeah, I've got lots of friends. I have lots of people I say love to. What do you say to a young frazzled mother in the aisle in the shopping centre when number 2 year old is screaming round in circles on the floor and kicking product onto the ground? Do we show love, or we think, oh, what a useless mother? Why doesn't she smarten up? We could help by being a little smarter about love ourselves. We might think we've got love in the bag. I suggest that until the day we die, we will have opportunities aplenty to show love, the love of God, the love which is God, to all the people whom we meet. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for your amazing love, your amazing grace, for your non-judgmental love, your unrelenting love. Thank you for showing yourself to us. Lead us in new footsteps of love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Malcolm. Emails back and forth and chats back and forth this week must have worked out. We're going to sing Pass It On. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on.
Love you, Rob.
Thank you. What a rascal, he flans me. Let's stand. Smell it, but there you go.
If it is comfortable for you, take the hand of someone close to you. You'll get, some of us you'll get two hands, or if you're on your own, move near somebody.
And if you're lucky, go back to Uncle Laurie's, he's as warm as crazy.
All right, so if it's not right for you, that's fine. And if it's right for you, some of you, this is going to be dead easy, turn to each person and say, I love you.
I love you. You've already said that. I love you.
who was offering kisses? Children. The blessing. Go into the world in peace. Go in love. Go into the world in love. Surround people with love. Go into the world in love. And may the world know that we are Christians by our love. Amen.
I'll shout it from the